Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me just say it simply to the point. The entire global elite, from communist countries to Western countries, does not take vaccines or eat any GMO and are obsessed with keeping that secret from the public. Now, 2 + 2 = what? Then you know what the GMO does to people. 2 + 2 = 4. They're killing us. And now they've got liability protection. the government said so. It's God. Kevin, in Boston, why did the Secret Service try to stop Obama when he's eating GMO food for the cameras? To show the slaves what to eat. Then he runs home and eats organic. I wonder if he goes and vomits like a bulimic. He looks like one in the back. Looks like he's anorexic. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, buddy.
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear. Roger, roger.
All right, good, man. Well, I'm from Boston. Like, I'm a 19-year-old kid, and I'm just really sick of what's going on. You know what I mean?
Well, sounds like you're an extremist. Not liking and having an opinion is a conspiracy theory, sir.
Do what you're told, or is
it a conspiracy theory? Do you have a favorite flavor of ice cream?
What's my favorite flavor?
Yeah.
Chocolate.
That is discrimination. You're discriminating. And I know you're making a choice which doesn't exist. You're not allowed to have a thought.
I know. It's sad.
Not only racist, but conspiracy theory. Sorry, go ahead.
You know what's sad? When, like, all my friends and stuff, like, I try to tell them about, like, what's going on, about all the tyranny, about...
And they say it doesn't exist.
And they don't listen. It's like they don't have their own thoughts anymore.
They're good people. That's reasonable.
Yeah, it is. And like everyone has the iPhone now. It's like we're living inside of a clone, kinda.
Well, it's gonna get a lot funner. Hey, they like type 2 diabetes and death and everything. Keep drinking that Diet Coke. It's all admitted. It's killing them. Isn't that fun?
I just really feel bad for like my generation, my future. We don't even get to live our lives now. You know what I mean? Like,
well, whoever said you did live, that's a conspiracy theory.
That is conspiracy.
That mothers ever breastfed was a conspiracy. That men ever loved women was a conspiracy theory. The future is Japan with poop clubs on every corner. People pooping on each other. That's wholesome and good. You're bad.
Well, I think Alex, I appreciate what you're doing, man. Like, you're waking people up. You're getting the truth out. Like, it needs to be done because it's getting to a point where, like, it's just over the top. You know what I mean?
Hey, reality is over the top, brother. Over and out. Let's take another call from another extremist. Let's talk to Ron in Connecticut. Connecticut doesn't exist if the government says so. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller from the Constitution State.
Doesn't exist. Conspiracy.
what I wanted to talk to you about today was the little banking thing there at the Chase Bank the other day. I was listening to you on the radio, and my question to you was, is this the tip of the spear that the banksters are pointing at us? Or
they're just conditioning us to take all our money out of the bank and give it to private individuals and to say that's normal and to say you're an extremist if you don't like it.
But do you think that there's a pivotal event that's coming or has come already?
I think it's going to come in lots of little events. Until they stage a nuke attack or a new war and say that's why all the markets go belly up. And then they've got to take all the money out of your account because they've got to fight Al-Qaeda or something, or fight North Korea. And notice North Korea's acting up right as all these movies come out about North Korea doing exactly what the movies say they're going to do. And you're like, well, is North Korea working for the U.S.? No. North Korea works for China that works for the New World Order. See, the New World Order runs America. And it runs China, and it runs Europe, and it's like crashing us into each other. Ha ha, destroy humanity, destroy suicide nets in China, you know, mass vaccine deaths in America, ha ha ha.
Absolutely, and, you know, this whole thing is sort of, there's a whole story on top of a story, and maybe I might just shine some light on you. I uncovered something the other day, and I know this may sound fantastic, but I was up in Hartford, Connecticut.
Hold on, you got to send me an email. What is it? Tell us. We got 5 seconds.
Okay, the body of J.P. Morgan and his wife and 3 sons, their graves were ransacked and the bodies were stolen.
Oh, hello.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we are live. It is Thursday, the 28th day of March 2013, and we're not going to have any guests today because I want to open the phones up and take a giant amount of phone calls and cover a huge amount of just vitally important news and information. Have you thought about what freedom is? Have you thought about what your goals in life are? Are your goals just to satiate bestial, animal drives? Or are your goals something greater? Because though animal drives certainly satisfy you at a base plateau, to reach higher and to truly be fulfilled, you need to think about the big issues and be engaged in the world. And down that path leads enlightenment, wisdom, sanity, dignity, prosperity. I want free will, and I want to control my own destiny. I want the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. I want to be honorable. I want to be good. I want to be pure. My rudder is consciously and spiritually pointed at the North Star, the Pole Star of God's justice. My flesh is weak. The spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. But I want to be a good person, and I want to uplift humanity, and I want veritas. I want truth. And that's why the power structure, who knows who I am, and they know who you are. You've been in a technocracy. I've been in a technocracy. We've been born into it, most of us, for a long time. They know those of us that are true. They know those of us that have hearts. They know those of us that want justice. And so they use false systems of liberalism to guilt us into submitting to them and to following their templates of control. They want to program us. They want to run our lives. They want to use race and religion and socioeconomic and buzzwords to sit there and punch our buttons like we were a biological android. They seek to steal our free will because it empowers them to be able to shape our world and to use us as their engines of control, to have us pay for and enforce and build our own mega prison. And that's why, you know, I was reading a headline in the Chicago Sun-Times, and there was a bunch of other mainstream news articles, dinosaur media articles, with headlines like, Billy Corrigan's strange infatuation with a conspiracy theorist. They didn't say with a fellow human. They didn't say with the truth. They didn't say with a phenomenon in political thought. They said, in every headline, there was three of them out there I saw, they said, conspiracy theorist, as a way to denigrate a fellow human's ideas and to also ridicule Billy Corrigan as if he came to speak to me because he has an infatuation. He came to speak to me. And I don't admire somebody like Billy Corrigan because he's a famous rock star that sold 35, 40 million records and made hundreds of millions of dollars, even though I like a lot of his music, love a lot of his music. I admire him because he's really down to earth, has a very small ego, is extremely smart, and didn't come here to talk to Alex Jones. He came here to talk to you, to try to get you outside the box so that we can have a future together. And then they flippantly say his infatuation with a conspiracy theorist in an attempt to demonize Billy Corrigan for coming to see the bad man, Alex Jones. I mean, think about what that is when they say you're a conspiracy theorist because you don't believe certified known liars caught lying hundreds of thousands of times. I mean, the lies are, they tell lies when the truth would suit them because they want to break you and condition you to accept nothing but a ether, a ocean, a atmosphere, a system, a wavelength of fraud, a war against reality, an overthrow of common sense and the human program. Anyone who looks at the New World Order system, though it claims it's doing everything for civil rights and freedom, can see that it is aimed and targeted at anything wholesome and anything regenerative, anything creative, anything Genesis-based. It is a death arrow, a sword, a weapon, a dart, a salvo, a artillery round fired by the forces of death against the engine of life. It is disease and ugliness and abomination of hundreds of animals spliced together in the human form in sentient clone beings of abject ugliness and pain, and you'll never hear anyone call for their rights. You'll see little bunny rabbit symbols, which I agree with, on the back of shampoo saying, we didn't test on animals. What about Foxconn suicide and forced abortion and Apple forced abortion or PepsiCo and fetus cells and the flavoring on purpose to denigrate you? On purpose as satanic alchemy, in their own words, to defile your soul. What about the real human rights? Well, they've got us worried about football issues of gay marriage and black and white and all this infighting. They are worldwide. And they say, well, we're allowed to mix humans with chimpanzees and humans with jellyfish and humans with spiders. And don't worry, we kill them before they come to term. But we could keep them past term, which we know they've done. But that's somewhat shielded and classified. It's leaked out in some policy papers, which it shouldn't have. Just like antimatter weapons leaked out. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle and a few other papers a decade ago. Just like meteor guns, DU Shabos leaked 20 years ago. The space fleet they've got, the drone fleet they've had up since the 70s. More than 15 generations of weapon systems up there now. Arrogant globalists in debates against Bob Bowman and others have been tricked on the stage into releasing classified information, is how Bowman's able to talk about that. But the issue here is that you've got humans, human embryos spliced with all these other plants, animals, and insects, and then they say, well, they don't have any human rights because they're not human. You see that little lawyer trick? But then the bunny rabbit has a right. But it doesn't really. See, and the globalists, the transhumanists, the eugenicists said, we will teach them to care about the animals, and then misplace their concern for humans onto animals. And by the way, I support those that are against abusing mammals and other highly intelligent sentient beings. If something's a prey animal designed to be eaten, bovine, deer, things like that, you don't kill them out of pleasure, but it's part of the process. But we're removed more and more from our humanity, where we just pull up and eat the hamburger at McDonald's. And that really is a form of corruption. And we all are involved in it. Because to not be involved in the humanity is to lose your humanity. Let me tell you something. You shoot an animal with a bow, you slit its throat to bleed it out so that the meat doesn't spoil, you butcher it yourself, you cook it yourself, you're thinking about that animal while you're eating it. And it's activating synapses and instincts in your mind of the entire human experience. When you don't need to do that to connect to your race memories. You can do it by digging in the dirt. You can do it by planting seeds and then watering plants. And just doing that will open up. And I've never read this. I know this. I'm sure someone's written it, because any truth you've already found self-evident, others as well, activates and literally communicates with your soul. Going through the rituals of combat, going through the rituals of fighting when you're a young man. That's why they want to make it illegal, put you in prison. That unlocks the synapses. That is the rites of passage. That's why the social engineers, I'm giving you the deepest truths here, want to destroy all the ancient covenants and all the ancient rituals of humanity. It is to break the genetic encoding recordings that are in the DNA from our ancestors. And the chills I feel when I talk about this is losing all of that information. You know, when I cry sometimes, people say it's fake, and it's not, because I can feel the death of the connection to our ancestors and everything that's going to come in the future. It's the end of humanity and a horrible abomination. And I feel all of our ancestors crying out against us, that we awaken and have strength against this, that we rise above the robot class, that we break our chains and transcend the technocracy and take to the stars in our true destiny. We'll be right back as I break down the news and give out the number to take your calls.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Alex Jones here back live. I just think about all the stuff they're doing in those cloning labs. It's not just PepsiCo, but all the big companies are putting fetal tissue and stuff in different food products. They're not letting us even know if food's got GMO in it, and now they're moving to put aspartame in thousands of products and not tell you, including milk, ice cream. The diabetes is exploding, the cancer exploding, and it's just all supposedly funny. You know, I get up here and warn people, and these newspaper reporters get up and make jokes about it. Aha, there's the conspiracy theorist. There was even a Washington Times article about Now, the people warning of the drones in the police state, we've been proven right as libertarian conservatives, but we've now got to back off a little bit if we want to maintain our credibility and not be like Alex Jones. I was reading that this morning, and it's so obvious. It's like, don't listen to what this guy says. It's dangerous. Why? Because it's real? I mean, we forced all this out in the open. We forced the 2 billion-plus bullets, the tens of thousands of armored vehicles. One purchase was 2,700 a few months ago. And the things are all over the streets where I live. Every police department's being given new, you know, giant vehicles and Marine Corps surplus and Army and helicopters. I mean, that's no secret. They get up on the news. I saw another article saying bullets debunked, armored vehicles debunked, drones debunked. Just I can't even track them all. I you know, Alex Jones is lying. Drudge Report's lying. Simultaneously, while they have other articles explaining why they have the billions of bullets, it's just, it's so obvious. Big Sis ignores congressman's demand for briefing on bullet buy. DrudgeReport.com. Watson, I just talked to him. He's counting them up. It's well over 15 now, like I told you earlier in the week. I would guess it'll be 30 by next week. It'll probably be 100 by the week after that. And then if we crest and can force the committee chairman to have a hearing about, well, why is Delta Force operating domestically? See, this is a whole can of worms. You can send these to Congress. Don't think they even know it all. They're too busy. Send them the local L.A. Times article about Marines running DWI checkpoints 100 miles into California. Up by the Sequoias. The proto articles about them running them 5-6 years ago in Southern California, in the local, you know, smaller papers, the alternative media that first broke it. Send them all the info about in Tennessee, Army, regular Army checkpoints on highways that the governor criticized years ago. And stay, you know, they just keep saying, no, there's no black helicopters. No, you didn't see a checkpoint. I mean, I've walked up to troops at a checkpoint. It's in one of my police state films, which was at Police State 2. And they're like, what are you, a conspiracy theorist? I'm like, hey, this is violating posit comitatus. What are you doing? What are you, a conspiracy theorist? We've had our camera guys, you know, they come over with guns and the police take their cameras. Later gave them back to them and said, why are you a conspiracy theorist? As they did gun confiscation drills on record and told the local newspaper that. I mean, this is mind control. And see, it's such a wall of fraud, people think that's because they're weak, and it is. They are weak, but they're also strong. It's strong if you accept it. It's a big wave, and they're denying the waves coming in, and we're going, oh, that's a big wave of lies, so if you just accept it, you've now bought into the lie, is what I'm trying to say. And, I mean, I see them lying, and it makes me pinch myself and go, am I wrong? And even though I know the information front and backwards and up one side and down the other, it still makes me question sometimes because it's just this lying is so unnatural, so over the top. Because in a natural system, if somebody got caught lying over and over and over again, you throw them out of the village. So it's an attempt of the establishment to force feed the lies. Here's the toll-free number to join us for first-time callers to talk about anything I've been raising, any points, any topics. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air, 800-259-9231, and be part of the worldwide transmission today, and I will get into all the stacks of news today, but first I want to take just a lot of your phone calls and all the wild card issues that will raise. It'll be open phones throughout the transmission today, but we also have the report yesterday that I said I would get to. Will you guys reprint me that? Or I guess it is here in my stack. Robot reporters to replace mainstream journalists. I will get to that today. And again, it's rolled off the front page of InfoWars. I'm going to have it added back to the front page. You can also find it at drudgereport.com. It'll probably scroll off soon. It's on the lower right-hand corner. Robo reporters to replace mainstream journalists. You see, all you that sell this system, the energy and everything and sell your soul to it, you're empowering your own.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
And Thomas Jefferson is alive with us now. His ideas, his information, transmitting down through time. His genetics transferring through hundreds of thousands of living people today. And just as you and I will go back to the dust from whence we came, our ideas and what we do is transmitted through eternity forever. Not just here in the visual light spectrum, but in the spiritual spectrum as well, that has now all been scientifically documented and proven to be even more real than the limited system with which our five senses are able to connect. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, 28th day of March, 2013, worldwide transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, and I will go to your calls in just a moment. Some of the giant magnitude information we'll cover when the next hour starts is Obama has betrayed America yet again by signing the Monsanto Protection Act into law. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, he has signed the Monsanto Protection Act, publicly written by them, that you not be able to have food labeled, that they be able to go after anybody they want, that they, because again, they're part of the military-industrial complex eugenics prime directive, so they're totally above the law, just as the vaccine makers are. They can kill any amount of people they want, and they are quietly paid off, if you're lucky, by the government with taxpayer money. Also, cover-up of Adam Lanza to psychotropic drugs, Paul Joseph Watson, key article on that whole black op. Biden Senate gun bill vote only the beginning. Of course, we're going to get your guns, Mr. and Mrs. America. We will ban them all. That's the official UN treaty. But then they tell you it doesn't exist. The official Catholic newspaper comes out and says, repeal the Second Amendment, take all the guns. The headline is, repeal the Second Amendment. But no one's coming after your guns, crazy man. Again, it's standard military procedure in World War I on up to announce this is not an assault while you're being overrun by infantry and tanks. They told them at Waco, we are not assaulting, come out with your hands up. And you see on the flare footage, they come out and they shoot them from behind the tanks. They had infantry Delta Force behind the tanks. It is standard procedure. And you're like, but it doesn't make sense. They're targeting the public that doesn't know how to even read a newspaper, that gets their news from movies. They go see Olympus Has Fallen, and they believe North Korea can really attack the White House. North Korea has to create Photoshopped stuff of landings on the beach. They can't produce automobiles there. They can't tie their shoelaces because they're a pure authoritarian system, and parasites have to have things to feed on, and they've already sucked their host dry. They are a shriveled, tiny, starving vampire with 14-foot-long gray hair that's crawling around on the ground eating bugs. Okay? The New World Order has taken the blood supply of liberty and is a 1,000-foot, foaming-at-the-mouth demonic goblin because we've empowered it. But if it was able to take over, it too would shrivel up. Okay? The only reason North Korea is threatening to attack everybody is because it's like a vampire. It's like The Hunger. You ever seen that movie? Probably the best vampire movie out there with, I'm having one of those moments when I can't even sometimes know a common sense name. Little China Girl, all that stuff. What's his name? Bowie. Yeah, Bowie. Yeah, but I know the last name. What's the first name? David Bowie, yeah. Folks, I got so much stuff going on in my mind today. I never go out to break and like start saying the phone number as we go out to break and it cuts off. It's just everything is so real, and I'm realizing just how effective we are. And it's the opposite of a power trip. So many people get a little bit of power and they go crazy in a megalomania power trip. I see that all the time, and it freaks me out. With yours truly, it's the opposite. And I am humbled, and I ask God for guidance. And God has given me great comfort, even in adversity, and at the same time, it's incredible to behold this. One cannot be told about the Matrix; one must see it. And I just wish that I could reach the people that are totally dumbed down, that get their news from sitcoms and dramas, that are just filled with anti-human, anti-decency, anti-life, anti-wholesomeness garbage. And that they think the bondage of the New World Order and all its degeneracy, they think that is liberty. One cannot see revelation without having spiritual eyes. Those of you deceived by this, I don't even hate you anymore. And in a way, a warm friend has left me. This hate is a warm thing. I always fought the globalists because I have love, and that's my main engine. But there's always a nice strata of hatred. And now it's not even hatred. I am disgusted by these people. I now can see them clearer than ever and just see how pathetic they are and how weak. And being able to see into the future, not in some crystal ball way, but historically in the knowledge and the data and in knowing the enemy by spending so much time really getting deep into it, it is such a giant fraud. Those that are weak and were hurt, seek for power's sake, and become delusional and lie to themselves, and then are turned over to wickedness. And then you realize wickedness is a flailing, frothing, ugly thing. I know I'm preaching and I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to get into the whole Monsanto thing. I mean, the abomination that they're getting federal laws now out there that no one can label anything. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And that they have total liability protection and they're God. When that company has a history of crimes against humanity that staggers the mind. And if humanity would just realize their peril, we could get out of this. But again, that's a conspiracy theory. There is no danger. There is no bad man behind the curtain. There is no curtain. There is no establishment. There is no colluding. There is no manipulation. No. That only goes on in our daily lives. It's not going on up top. Of course, where historically we know it's going on at the deepest levels. And then I look at all the news here where they are now coming back with second rounds of taking more people's money. They are banning cash all over the world and secondhand transactions from Louisiana to Russia. Russia to ban cash transactions over $10,000, actually over $5. They have stolen our money. Cyprus banks reopen with strict restrictions. 300 euros a day, that's basically dollars, withdrawn limit, because they're coming back for more. No money allowed to leave country. Russia to ban cash transactions, security tight as tensions run high. The security is to make sure the bank robbery can happen. The reverse bank robbery where the teller aims the gun at you. Store exchanged, stock exchange still closed in Cyprus. Bobber, who we've had on, we need to get him back on. Not even gold will save you from what is coming. Bitcoins explode. Bitcoins explode. One of the inventors of Bitcoin wants to come on the show. We probably need to get him on. And think about what's now just been normalized. Think about what's now just become commonplace. Oh, yeah, they're now saying all over Europe they're going to start taking money out of people's accounts. Cyprus was a test run. Just like in the old days, they'd test chemical and biological weapons on an island, you know, in case it got out of hand. Well, they always test stuff like this on an island, too. I laugh because it's I can look into the mindset of the establishment, and that's really just a political reflection when I cackle like a witch. Because it really hurts, and we tend to laugh when things are uncomfortable. But I am kind of laughing at the people that are just still in denial. There's no problem. There's no armored vehicles. There's no tanks, even though they're using them right now in Cyprus. They're going after the accounts in Greece, Spain, and they'll end up in Germany, and they'll end up in America. They'll end up everywhere. And that's what the cashless society is all about. And I told you this was coming forever, but I'm the fearmonger. I'm trying to scare you. That's what they say. Really, I thought I was trying to warn you because I thought you were a man. I thought you were a woman. I thought you'd want to do something about this. I thought you were like me. I thought you didn't care what people thought about you. I thought you wanted the truth. I thought you didn't want people running over you, pushing you around. But you think it's a virtue to cower, don't you? I'm talking to my enemies out there. All of you that are going to be replaced by computers within 3 years. Most of what you see will be a master propagandist will write it. The White House, the corporations will release it, and then computers will rewrite it. A human, this is put out a decade ago by MIT. That's how I knew it was coming. Now it's being announced. How great it is. The computers do a better job than humans. Wired Magazine, everybody. See, they're rolling it out like, hey, we got a new idea. Computers are going to write the articles, and they do a better job. They're given the faulty data. See, it's like, oh, it's like zeitgeist. A big computer will run the world, and we live in these big plastic communes. Who programs the computer? Who gives it the data? Oh, the master programmer, the master architect. Who would that be? And so now the White House has told the reporters, we may just get rid of press conferences. But you know what? If you don't toe the line perfectly, you're not going to be in our meetings. You're not going to be given the press release. We're just going to release it ourselves. And then they're going to have, with nom de plumes, pen names, computers. You could have one computer with 1,000 nom de plumes. And then a human at first will spot check it. It'll say this article was reviewed by, it'll have the little human's name down there. And see, out of the gate, you're told, you're trash, you're dumb, you're over. Deep Blue, Big Blue, he's the master. Nobody can do it. He can. And so the master computer engineers are already over the computers. They already have computers that track the computers, that control the computers. And they have robots that build the robots, that build the robots, that service the robots, with robot trucks that deliver the robots. It's already there. They're getting ready to hammer down and sit there in a giant simulation watching what they do to you. They've got a simulation small city here in Austin where they give everybody discounts to live in a slave grid and everything's tracked. And they're rolling out those are the cancer metastasides. Imperial probe droids are being planted on your house. They're in all the new devices. They're called the smart meters. What is that? Sounds like it's Imperial. Boom! Right on the side of your house. All AI, the underground cities, the clone operations, the splicing, it's all on. And I'm up here right now just telling you, as the shadows lengthen, what's coming? The shutoff of the infrastructure worldwide. The shutoff of everything. People say, you're scary. You're trying to scare me. You don't want the stimulus, do you? See, an amoeba, if you have a single cell organism in a petri dish. In fact, we could pull this up. Guys, pull up amoeba. Amoeba. Fleas. Heat. You can find these microscope videos online. You can even look at neurons that when a toxin or something comes up, they're electrochemical, they'll pull back in live time. Ooh, let me pull back from that. Let me pull back from that, but you won't pull back. See, oh, the cell's afraid when it pulls back. It's bad. It's bad. It's fear-mongering. A deer jumps out in front of your car, you slam the brakes on, you're fearful. No, I thought you weren't going to hit the deer. If somebody's house is on fire, you're supposed to let it burn. And they say, Bob, I was out of town, why didn't you call the fire department? Well, that would have been fear-mongering. Well, that would have saved my house, Bob. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I... And see, people already in public don't save someone most of the time when they're choking. When someone's hit by a car, no one helps them. When someone's stabbed, no one helps them. They have to pass laws where you get arrested now if you don't. But the cops say they're above the law. They don't have to render aid now. But you got to turn your guns into them. Oh, and you're a coward if you want to own a gun, Jim Carrey says. You want to protect your family. I guess a raccoon that has claws and teeth, if you try to attack it, it'll bite you because it's a coward. Not because it's normal and strong and not a coward. No, no, it's to be brave is to be a coward. To rally people against evil is the fearmonger. To tell your neighbor their house is on fire is a crime. And I look at all the demonic fallen people who know this show's for real, who at a spiritual level don't need to get orders from the New World Order. They get their orders from the guy that gives the New World Order their orders. At a spiritual level, animated, the walking dead biological androids. They've had big surveys out. Why is walking dead so popular? Because people go, I feel like a zombie. I feel empty. And by seeing the truth that they're spiritually dead, they find a warning. But they also then can laugh at someone more dead than they. A single cell organism, an amoeba, will run away from a tiny wire put into the petri dish. But see, there's nowhere for us to run. We can't run to the new world. We can't run to another, you know, to the hills. We have to run into the enemy. We have to cause a total awakening at our greatest time of peril to this time of wickedness to reverse the tide. And we can do that. It's within your grasp. I'm going to go to break, and I said I'd go to calls, and I just can't do it because I have too much I want to say, but I'm going to go to your calls in this segment, and then in the next hour, at the bottom of the next hour, I will go to a news portion on the police state, on the Al-Qaeda being run by the government, on North Korea, on Monsanto becoming God politically, just above the law. And Congress already said they're above the law on insider trading, and Obama says he's above the law, and the NATO commands our military, and he's allowed to do Fast and Furious, and Congress is going to exempt itself from the gun laws, and government federal employees will be exempt in Feinstein's bill from the gun. I mean, wow, hypocrisy. All men aren't created equal. Total discrimination. But see, you can't recognize it, because the only discrimination, why, is if you're white, then you're inherently racist. You get everybody fighting with each other over race, which is so 1,000 years ago. I mean, we're facing the extinction of humanity, the robot globalist technocracy merger with machine takeover on record. Humans being replaced with robots everywhere. It's already begun. And when they're done with you, they're going to shut off the infrastructure, the lights, the power. And when you're going to run into the compact cities, you're going to go along with the system thinking you're going to be taken care of because you're a technocrat. You're going to die, too. None of you are part of this. The globalist plan to kill 99.9999999 and then some. Publicly, they say 80%, so the 20 feels like they're part of it. Higher up, it's 90. You get into higher level documents. They plan on killing all humans and merging with a machine and becoming God. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of what we face as a culture. It's important to spread the word about the broadcast. If you resonate with the information we're putting out, if you research it and find it to be very accurate as it is, and a lot of times people say, hey, it's worse than you say. Why didn't you tell us? Words can only say so much. And just please spread the word about the broadcast. Please spread the word about other media that's telling the truth. Please buy our books, our videos, our T-shirts. It's all great stuff. I try to find the best products out there. Whatever we promote, we believe in, and we use, and we've tried out. So InfoWarsStore.com. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv subscription to see video of the daytime show and the nighttime news show. All of it as we try to build our organization here. And most importantly, pray for us. Please pray for us. And we'll pray for you as well. Zach in Texas, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Welcome to the airways.
Howdy, Alex. Basically, wanted to talk to you about a situation with some anti-Second Amendment police in Arlington, Texas.
Dallas actually has a knock and talks with one of the first cities in the country and the surrounding. They come to your door in legal, lawful areas and ask to inspect your guns. Yes.
Well, I didn't quite have that situation, but something similar. I live in a bad neighborhood in Arlington, and there's gunfire on a regular basis in my neighborhood. About 3 weeks ago, called 911, had officers come out, requested to talk to them, stopped by the house and said, well, I know you think you heard fireworks. I know you think you heard shots in your neighborhood, but they were just fireworks. No big deal. I told them, hey, you know, I own firearms. I will defend myself. If somebody in my neighborhood starts shooting in my front yard, I'm going to defend myself. Well, fast forward a week and a half, and apparently there were some more gunshots in my neighborhood about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And they came and said you did it.
Yeah, they came, pulled up in front of my house. I had just pulled into my driveway from coming from the gas station to get some gas to mow my lawn. I get pulled out of my truck. My mom gets pulled out of my truck. We get set on the curb. Search me. Search my mom.
I don't know what it is about Dallas police or that surrounding area, but the public is so Christian and so naive. They're good people, but they're so naive. And some of the cops are good, but growing up, you know, they were drug dealers and stuff's what I knew about in Rockwall. But I had my car stolen in a pretty nice neighborhood. Back when I was in college, I had an old girlfriend I'd go visit up there, and my Mustang got stolen. And I called, and I was polite, and they just said, well, if it ever gets picked up, we'll call you. Here's your case number. And I said, okay, thanks, and hung up. And cops showed up 2 minutes later, got in my face, came in the apartment without a warrant, pushed me up against the wall, and said, you don't ever hang up on us, boy. Okay. And I went, you're joking, right? I just, you know, and it was just like really weird. And I never told the whole story. It's just so unbelievable. But it was like, you didn't steal your car, did you? Look, anybody in a third world country knows you don't call the police. You will always be accused of the crime because they don't want to be called. They want to go out and generate revenue. I mean, in Chicago, less than half the murders even get investigated now. And that's how the mafia wants it. When you have a mafia government, I mean, hell, the Dallas PD helped kill Kennedy. They've been corrupt forever. People think the mafia is only in Illinois and New York. Except, give me a break, folks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So
how did it end?
Basically, like I said, they got me on the curb, got my mom on the curb. I do have a concealed carry permit.
How evil. Of course, they knew that. They ran your license.
Well, yeah. Thank God for me. I didn't have it on me. I had it in the glove box.
So how did this end?
They searched my truck. I tried to file a complaint and was told, well, procedure was followed, and you can't make a complaint.
It's not a complaint. I ought to get some of our legal eagles on here. You go file the criminal complaint, and it's criminal if they don't let you file the complaint. Then you file it above them in court. You understand that? Well, you better watch out. You better watch out. Because in a lot of areas like that, let me tell you who delivers the drugs. And it looks like you're dealing with some really dangerous officers. You can either bow to them, move out, or get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and T-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.